The co-founder of the Potter's Ministry.
他是在共同创造在一个是个事工叫做 Potter's Ministry。
应该怎么翻那个叫做窑匠的？叫窑匠吗？窑匠事工 Potter's Ministries。他也是一个 licensed minister from Jubilee Christian Center， 就是很大在二三七上的一个教会。
他也是就是 Jubilee 是、Jubilee， 我从来没有当过 Jubilee Christian Center 的一个牧师。
And he also speaks in churches and seminars in the United States and also the all the world。
好，所以在美国各地也在世界各地上讲道。
And he also helped starting the Kids Club, Bible-based Kids Club in Milpitas, which is like an after-school program to preach the gospel among the students.
So that he's in Milpitas, he also starts a children's ministry.
And he's also the associate professor at Bethany University, teaching the leadership courses.
That he's in Bethany University, he's also a professor.
As well as the William Jessup University, also.Teach the leadership courses.
那他也在另外一个大学呢，是当教授，是做教导领导的课程。
So we're so honored. I first met Pastor Cyril in Milpitas Pastor's monthly gathering.
那我第一次见到 Pastor Cyril 的时候，是在 Milpitas 的这个牧者的联导会上面。
And he always carry the joy that were contagious, you know, it's contagious joy.
他的笑容呢，那真的是可以很有感染力。
I thought myself as a joyful person.
我以为我是一个已经很喜乐的人了。
Until I met him.
那等于我跟他比的时候呢，还比不上。
And let's welcome Pastor Cyril.
我们来欢迎他。
Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
How is everyone doing?
我们大家今天怎么样呢?
It's a wonderful morning. We should be so thankful for the weather in the Bay Area.
我们应该对这个加州的这个天气呢，应该来感谢主。
In the middle of November, we can enjoy a great weather.
我们在十一月的时候都还能够来享受。
Let's start with a word of prayer.
我们开始来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we are thankful for this wonderful morning.
我们
bless each one, Lord.Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we pray for the word of God to go forth with authority and strength and let it accomplish its purpose, Lord. Thank you for our Baptist church. Thank you for this church that is showing the way into the ark for the people in Milpitas and beyond. We pray for a blessing on this church. A blessing of multiplication, Lord. A blessing of revival in Milpitas, Lord.
Amen.
We pray that our Baptist church will be a catalyst in the hands of our Lord to Amen. Bring revival in the city of Milpitas, Lord.
Amen.
Use them mightily for your glory, Lord. They are people of great humility. And Lord, you will lift up the humble. And Master, let them be a lighthouse in the city of Milpitas. Amen. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. So I know it is Thanksgiving time and I was asking the Lord,What should I speak here?
那我知道感恩节快要到了，那我就在询问主，我今天要讲到什么呢？
But the Lord clearly spoke to me to speak about transforming revival.
那但是神感动我呢，要来讲转化跟复兴。
I'm really thankful for the opportunity here to speak, and thanks to Pastor Joe Sun.
我今天很高兴，我今天有机会跟你们分享。
And I think we'll continue to compete in our joy.
我们在这个喜乐上面呢，我们这个可以再继续的来再增进。
The Lord really laid on my heart today to speak to you about the journey to transformation, the last mile.
但我今天要跟你们讲说，今天转化的路程，尤其是最后一里路。
I know Pastor Joe Sun has shared with me the vision of the church.To see revival in Milpitas and to reach out to the people in Milpitas.
那我们的教会的目标就是要来看到在这一个地区我们有来实质的转化。
Though our church is in San Jose, I belong to the Milpitas Pastors Group.
虽然我在San Jose 呢当牧师，但是呢我是在在 Milpitas 牧师联导会里面。
Because the Lord connected me to the pastors in Milpitas.
因为呢神就带领我跟这些在 Milpitas 牧师们连结。
And we work together for the kingdom of God.
And 我们在这边为了神的国度来同工。
So what the Lord has put on my heart is to for us to find out where we are in the revival of our nation and especially even the city of Milpitas.
所以呢，神就让我来想看到我们现在我们是什么样的光，在转化中是什么样的光景，不只是美国，也在Milpitas.
I was telling Pastor Joseph even just as I arrived that I came back from India just last week.
那我跟Pastor Joseph讲说呢，我上个礼拜呢才从印度回来。
And by God's grace, I had an opportunity to speak in one of the largest churches in India.
那神恩典呢，我可以在印度最大的教会能够来传道。
There is a tremendous revival going on in India right now.
那在整个印度呢，有很大的转化。
The churches don't have enough seats to fit the believers.
在我们的那个教会呢，我们这椅子都不够了。
There is seven or eight services that are run by churches.
那这一个教会呢，就有七八场的这个聚会。
And the secret of that revival.
那到底是什么秘诀呢？
And this is not a surprise to you and I.
And then 这个应该对你们不惊讶。
Is spending time on our knees.
就是在我们跪下来祷告。
There is no revival without prayer.
那我们没有祷告就没有转化。
All the revivals that have happened around the world, the key component of every revival is on our knees.
所以在转化中最重要的，我们就是要来跪下来祷告。
There is a price to pay to see revival in our communities.
我们要看到我们社区在转化的时候，我们要付上代价。
If you really look at America, there have been certain prayer movements that have been birthed in the last 10 or 15 years.
那你看到美国的时候呢，有一些在过去的10年、15年当中，有一些祷告的运动。
When I came to America in early 90s, there was almost no prayer in terms of intercession in the nation.
我在90年代初的时候，刚到美国的时候呢，那时候根本没有代祷的一些运动。
And I'm just giving a broad paintbrush. I'm not saying there was no prayer, but recently the Lord has put on the hearts of several churches and several prayer groups to intercede and pray for the nation.
And 我这个只是在大约说的。那最近呢，那个神就让很多的越来越多的团体的来为这个在为着国家来祷告。
And we need to continue that because only when we sustain in prayer we can see revival. In India, 35 years of strategic intercession has led to the revival that they are seeing now.
那我们要继续的来这个代祷的运动，因为在印度我们这个代祷的运动已经有35年，然后带到今日的复兴。
So I want to talk to you about four things. I really believe that America is on the verge of revival, and even the city of Milpitas is on the verge of revival, but it depends upon you and I to see the last mile through.
那我今天呢要跟你们分享四点。那我现在真实的相信呢，我们的城市，我们的国家就要开始转化，就在最后了。
There are four things to see the journey to transformation, the last mile.
那我们有今天要来跟你们分享四件事情，那就能够让我们来看到这个最后一里路，转化的最后一里路。
The first one,
第一个
is desperation in prayer.
那就是在渴望的祷告。
I know we are all praying.
那我知道我们都是在祷告。
But we need to crank up the prayer a little bit more.
那但是呢，我们在祷告的时候呢，更要再更强烈一点。
You know, a pastor told me a story.
那有一个牧者呢，跟我讲一个故事。
A believer came to a pastor.
那有一个信徒呢，就来到
saying,
那边说
，I have been praying for this issue for several years.
那我已经为了一件事情呢，祷告了好多年。
Why have I not heard the answer from the Lord?
那为什么我到现在呢，神还没有给我答案呢
？So this pastor takes this believer.
那这个牧师呢，就带着这个信徒。
They have the baptismal ready.
And 就是在把他带到
And he pushes his head in the water.
And 就把他的这个头呢放到他的这个镜子里面。And 就是把他压在镜子里面。
And the believer goes, "What are you doing?" And he just comes out of the water.
And 那个信徒就说："你到底在干什么？"
And the pastor says, "If you are desperate enough, like as if you are trying to come out of the water when you are drowning, then you'll get that prayer answer.
那牧师就说，就像你这样绝望的时候，就像你刚刚就很渴望要从这个水里面出来的时候，
那种方法。The question is, are we desperate when we are asking the Lord for revival? Are we desperate when we are asking the Lord to come and visit our community?
所以问题是说，我们要求转，我们在向神求转化的时候，我们有没有那种渴望？
Genesis 30:1 says, "Give me children, or else I die."
创世纪中三十章。第一节是说 and, 如果说你不给我孩子你就不让我就死了。
This was Rachel's statement.
那这个就是拉结的。
She was telling Jacob, give me children or else I die.
她就跟她丈夫说你就给我孩子要不然我就死了。
She was desperate for children.
她就对这个孩子有很深的渴望。
She was gripped with grief.
那她是很伤心。
She was stunned with shame.
那但是呢又很羞辱。
And she was bowed low with barrenness.
那他因为他没有办法生育。
Are we gripped with grief?
那我们呢？是不是在这次
？To see where our nation is.
我们来看，我们在看到我们这个国家的光景的时候
，To see the moral decay in our communities.
我们是不是去需要我们的社区来转化呢
？To see the moral decay in our schools.
你有没有看到我们的道德来上沦丧呢
？To see the suicides go up in the schools of Milpitas.
那我们来看到我们的这个学校呢
？Do we feel that grief in our heart?
我们到底有没有为这个来伤心
？Do we feel that burden in our heart?
我们到底有没有这个没有那个重担负担来为我们学校来祷告呢
？We need to have that burden so we can pray with desperation.
我们必须要有那个负担来为我们的学校来祷告。
The Lord will definitely hear our desperate cry,
and 神绝对会听我们在渴望着的祷告。
He heard the desperate cry of Rachel.
那因为就像他在对拉结他的那个渴望祷告，他有听到。
He will hear the desperate cry of you and I.
那同样的，他也会听到我们的渴望中的祷告。
John Knox was an intercessor in Scotland.
那 John Knox 这个人呢，是在苏格兰是一个代祷者。
And you know how he prayed?
哎，你知道他怎么祷告吗
？He said, "Give me Scotland, or else I die."
就是说，给我苏格兰，要不然你就让我死。
That is the kind of burden he carried for the nation.
这就是他的重担，他的负担。
And it is a challenge to you and I.
就像你我，就要像你我们一样。
Have we shed tears for our communities?
如果我们为了我们的我们的社区，我们
Have we shed tears for our youth?
我们有没有为我们的年轻人哭泣过
？We need to.
我们需要。
And God will hear our desperate cry.
那神会听到我们的呼求。
In 1727,
那1727年的时候
，a major revival broke out in Germany, in Eastern Germany.
在德国东部呢，就有一个复兴。
It is called the Moravian Revival.
那个是在摩拉维的一个复兴。
And it was birthed in desperate prayer.
那个复兴呢，是就是因为大家有渴望的祷告。
And it lasted for 100 years.
那这个复兴呢，一共有100年。
Many of the revivals around the world did not last.Even a few years.
那很多的地方是这世界很多地方的复兴呢
Not only should we be praying for desperate in desperation for revival, but we need to continue to sustain that desperation to see that revival last for tens of years and even 100 years.
那不止我们要为复兴祷告，我们要持续的为复兴祷告，让这个复兴可以10年、100年。
And that is the reason why the Lord has brought the immigrant community into this nation.
那就是为什么。神要把这些移民呢带到这个国家。
There is a reason why our Baptist Church is here in the city of Milpitas.
这就是为什么方舟基金教会会在这个地方。
Because the Lord knows that we are praying people.
因为神知道我们是一群祷告的人。
And the Lord had a plan. He knew how the nation of America is going to go, and he knew that immigrant community is going to be needed to intercede for the nation to bring revival to America.
因为神知道美国现在正在朝哪一个方向走，所以他带了我们的这些移民的教会来为美国来守望，为他美国来祷告。
And that's why our Baptist Church is here, and it is a big responsibility that you and I carry to pray for America.
这就是为什么方舟基督教会在这个地方，这就是为什么你我的责任都很重要。
If you look at Exodus 32 and 32,
出埃及记32章32节
It says, "Yet now, if you will forgive their sin, But if not, I pray, blot me out of your book which you have written.
他说，倘若你肯赦免他们的罪，不然就求你从你的所写的册上涂抹我的名。
That is the prayer of a true intercessor.
那这就是一个真正的代祷者的祷告。
Moses says, blot me out of the book of life if you don't forgive the sin of the people.
摩西就说，如果你不来赦免他们的罪，你不要在我的生命册上把我的名字。
And that is the definition of someone who stands in the gap. That is the definition of someone who intercedes. He is not blaming the people, but he is interceding to God to forgive the sin of the people.
这就是一个真正代祷者，他不是在把一些为他的名来祷告，就是站在中间来为他们名来祷告。
Even like Daniel prayed for the nation, he said, "We have sinned against you, Lord."
就好像但以理来祷告，就是为了国家祷告，说我们的百姓有罪了。
As intercessors, we should own the sin of the nation. We don't blame the people for the sin, but we as intercessors say to the Lord, "Lord, we have sinned against you."
就算是我们是一个代祷者的时候，我们就不要把这些过错都归在百姓上面，是把这些责任揽在我们身上，说主啊，我们的国家有罪了。
And say to the Lord, Lord, forgive the sin that we have committed against you.
And 让跟神求说，主啊，就求你赦免这个我们所带来的罪。
Second Chronicles 7:14 says,
历代记12:2。
If my people who are called by my name,
如果说我们的名如果来
will humble themselves,
如果我们来顺服
and seek my face,
and 来寻求我的面
and turn away from their wicked ways,
and 远离所有的恶行
then I'll hear from heaven,
and 我就会在天上
forgive their sin,
来赦免他们的罪
and heal their land,
and 医治这地
You know, it is a verse that we all know,
and 这是我们都知道的
but we need to live it.
但是我们要行出来。
And that is a challenge I want to place in front of you.
这就是我要对你们讲的。
We need to cry desperately for our land.
我们要必须要来为这块地这块土地来呼求。
Okay, number two.
第二个
，travailing prayer.
就是有点像很痛苦的恳切的祷告。
Travailing prayer.
恳切的祷告。
Psalm 2:8 says, "Ask of me, and I shall give you the nations for your inheritance."
诗篇第二篇是说，你求我就将列国赐为你的基业。
Are we asking the Lord for the nations that are represented in our area?
我们有跟神来求说，你已经把我们放在这边了吗
？If you look at the city of Milpitas, there are 70,000 people living in the city of Milpitas.
在 Milpitas 有70,000人住在 Milpitas 当中。
And there are 23,000 households in the city of Milpitas.
有23,000户。
And there is a different types and many nations are represented. Many cultures are represented within the square miles that represents Milpitas.
那各国的人都有住在那 Milpitas 当中。
The question is, are we travailing in prayer for the city?
那问题就是说，我们有没有为他们来恳切的来祷告呢？
1 Samuel 1:15 says.
沙漠记上。
And it talks about Hannah, the intercessor in the Bible.
第一节十五章。
And the word of God says, "But I have poured out my soul before the Lord."
但是说我在耶和华面前倾心吐意。
Have we poured out our soul before the Lord?
我们有没有在耶和华面前倾心吐意呢？
You know, the soul represents mind, will, and emotion.
那我们在我们的魂有表示我们的很多的 emotion.
Hannah.Represents an intercessor who was prevailing in prayer.
那哈拿呢，就是一个代祷者的代表。
She was pouring out her soul to the Lord.
所以呢，她在耶和华面前呢，就倾心吐意。
So when we come to the Lord to pray for our communities,
所以呢，我们在来到神的面前来为我们的
we need to pour out our soul to the Lord.
我们必须要为我们的这一块土地来倾心祷告。
We need to know what is the state of our communities.
我们必须要知道我们现在这块这个
we need to know what are the problems in our communities.
我们必须知道我们现在这一块土地的问题在哪里。
We need to stay connected as to what's going on.
我们必须要知道，了解到我们四周在发生什么事情。
So we can pray a travailing prayer.
所以呢，我们可以为我们这个社区来做一些恳切的祷告。
You know, Jeremiah 9:1 it says.
那耶利米说，
Oh, that my head were waters and my eyes a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people.
他说但愿我的头为水，我的眼为泪的泉源，我好为我的百姓中被杀的人昼夜哭泣。
Like Jeremiah had a tremendous burden for the nation.
像耶利米呢，有对在我们的百姓呢，就有很深刻的。
Like Jeremiah shed tears for the nation.
他那个耶利米有为了这个百姓而哭泣。
And his desire was that his head will be full of waters.
就他这上面讲的，就是说，就让我的头。
And the eye is a fountain of tears.
好像我的眼睛呢是眼泪的泉源。
Even as water comes out of the fountain continually.
就好像泉源这样子一直都涌出来。
Jeremiah desired that he'll cry out for the people of his land.
And Jeremiah 就要为他们的百姓来一
直的哭泣。And that is the prevailing prayer.
And 这就是恳切的祷告。
Jesus prayed with vehement cries and tears, the word of God says.
我们耶稣也是为了这很多时候为了恳切的祷告甚至来流泪。
And he is the model for us.
And 他是我们的榜样。
So we need to pray with vehement cries and tears.
And 所以我们也要为很多事情流泪恳求祷告。
To birth a revival, there is a price to pay.
我们要复兴的时候呢我们必须付上代价。
We cannot be not desperate and see revival.
And 我们不能够说只是很轻描淡写的那复兴就会来。
We have to have tears in our eyes to be able to see revival.
And 我们在祷告的时候，我们必须要流泪来祷告。
I know your church is a praying church.
我知道方舟基督教会是一个祷告的教会。
On my way to India, on the plane, I had a lot of time.
And 我在去印度的途中呢，我在飞机上我有很多的时间。
And I had a chance to read a book about how.The first and second awakening happened in America.
我有一个时间呢来看一本书，那个就是第一次、第二次的大复兴在美国的时候是怎么样的。
And the good news is,
好消息是
，they had specific times of prayer. It was not a long time of prayer. They had specific times of prayer, once a month, fasting and prayer. They had 30 minutes of prayer before the service, and I saw all of you praying before the service. And I'm telling you.The committed times of prayer will be heard in heaven, and the Lord will bring revival to the city of Milpitas.
他们在特定的时间有祷告，就像我们在每一天早每一个礼拜日的主日前的祷告，我们30分钟前。
When we have specific committed times of prayer, the Lord will take notice.
如果我们在一个特定的时间在祷告的时候，而且是我们在持续的在祷告的时候，神会听我们的祷告。
When a church gives priority to prayer, the Lord will take notice.
如果呢一个教会呢把祷告放在首位，神会垂听那个祷告。
And the Lord will send revival.
And 神就会赐下复兴。
Number three.
第三点。
Is sacrificial prayer.
就像牺牲式的祷告。
Isaiah 62:6-7.
以赛亚62章。
I have set watchmen on your walls, O Jerusalem. They shall never hold their peace day or night. You who make mention of the Lord, do not keep silent, and give him no rest till he establishes and till he makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth.
他们在说耶路撒冷啊，我在你们城上设立守望的，他们昼夜并不静默，呼吁耶和华的，你们不要歇息，也不要使他歇息，只等到他建立耶路撒冷，使耶路撒冷在地上成为可赞美的。
God appoints watchmen for the city.
神会为这个城市来设守望的人。
The Lord appoints people who will stand in the gap for the city.
神会设一个人就在中间为这个城市来祷告。
The role of the watchman is,
那守望的人的任务是什么呢？
They'll be on the city walls,
他们就在城墙上。
And looking for the enemy.
And 看到外面的这些敌人的攻击。
Similarly, as intercessors, we need to be watchmen for the city.
就像我们在为这个城市代祷的时候，我们有同样的责任。
We need to understand where the enemy is attacking the city.
我们必须要了解说这个仇敌怎么样来攻击这个城市。
We need to understand what are the challenges the community is facing.
我们必须知道这块土地的挑战是什么。
Because the enemy comes to steal, kill and destroy.
因为仇敌会来这边来破坏，来偷窃。
But the watchman will know before the entire community knows what the enemy is doing.
但是守望的人呢，很早就会看到，因为他是在看敌人在做什么。
And when the watchman knows that, they will pray against the works of the enemy.
那守望的人知道他们在做什么时候呢，他就会针对这件他们的事情做祷告。
And the role of the watchman is to cry out to the Lord day and night.
And 我们守望的人呢，就是要来向神呼求，日夜来呼求。
And、that's why Paul says, "Pray without ceasing."
那就是为什么保罗说
，It doesn't mean that we are praying all the time.
啊、我们不要停止祷告，不是说我们一直都在祷告。
It just means that we stay connected to the Lord and we are hearing a still small voice and how the Lord directs us and what to pray for.
那保罗意思就是说，我们要跟神连结，我们要听到他那个微小的声音。
And the Word of God says in Isaiah 62 and 7, and give him no rest till he establishes and till he makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth. And we need to continue to pray, never get discouraged with the statistics that the enemy might throw at us. You know, we heard about the suicides that are happening in the city of Milpitas, and it really brought tears to my eyes. But don't get discouraged. As we continue to pray, the enemy is going to be defeated.
你们啊、我们常常会为了一些数据让我们来灰心，像我们有 Peter 的那个自杀率，但是你们不要灰心，你们继续的来祷告。
Just continue on our knees, and the Lord will answer our prayer.
那、我们必须来继续的跪着，来去为了这一个城市来所望祷告。
In Acts 16:25 and 26.
And
Acts 16:25 and 26. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. And the prisoners were listening to them. And suddenly there was an earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were loosed.
那使徒行传十六章说，约在半夜，保罗和希拉祷告，唱诗赞美神，众囚犯侧耳而听。忽然地大震动，甚至监牢的地基都摇动了，监门也立刻全开，众囚犯的锁链也都松开了。
I don't know if I'll be singing hymns if I'm in prison.
我不知道如果在是当囚犯在监牢里面的时候，我会不会来唱诗赞美神
？And if I was Silas,
那我如果是希拉的话呢
？I would be complaining to Paul. You asked us to come here, and look what happened.
哎，我会跟保罗来抱怨说，是你把我带到这个来的。
Silas was aligned to the vision of the leadership.
但是希拉不是他在这个他跟那保罗是联合在一起的。
Sometimes the Lord will allow some trials and tribulations in our camp.
有时候神会带一些苦难到我们当中。
That doesn't mean the leaders didn't see the vision correctly.
但是呢，这并不表示我们的领导者呢看错了方向。
It just means that the Lord is allowing us to grow in Him.
那只不过是说，神要借着这个机会，让我们能够更来成长。
You know, they were able to sing hymns when they were in bondage and chains in prison.
他们呢是在被脚链所铐着，但是他们能够来唱诗赞美神。
And that's why I think Paul has the authority to write, "Rejoice always."
And 这就是为什么保罗他可以说你们要常常喜乐。
It's not easy to do, but he lived it.
那这并不容易，但是呢，他活出来了。
And that's why he said, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks."
所以他就说，常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩。
What a powerful way to live your life!
这就是多么有力量的见证。
You know, I have a friend in Seattle. He's a pastor.
那我有一个牧师朋友住在西雅图。
And last year he called me and said, "Now we have started."Prayers for the nation every night, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m.
那他我们说，我们现在开始呢，为了整个国家的祷告，每一天晚上从十点到凌晨一点。
The Lord is bringing more prayer into America.
神已经带了越来越多的祷告在美国当中。
You know why? Because the Lord wants to bring revival in America.
你知道为什么吗？因为神要来为美国来复兴。
That is the precursor of every revival that has happened over the centuries.
所有的复兴之前都是要有的祷告。
I was in Azusa Street not too long ago.
那我是在南加的 Azusa 不久以前在 Azusa 里面。
In 1905, there was a great revival that happened in Azusa.
在1905年的时候呢，在那边有个大复兴。
And I was talking to a professor friend of mine about Azusa.
那我呢也在跟我另外一个朋友呢，他是一个教授呢，来讨论 Azusa.
And he told me one thing that really blew me away.
他跟我讲了一件事情呢，我真的很惊讶。
He said Azusa revival had impact on more than 150 nations.
And 他跟我说呢 ，Azusa 这个大复兴呢，为了带来一对150个国家都带来震撼。
But he said it did not do anything for Los Angeles.
但是呢，他对LA 这个洛杉矶呢，竟然没有带来太多的影响。这真是，
哎 ，It is such a sad thing. We need to focus on revival starting in our homes, starting in our own personal lives, and then starting in our communities. And let's not miss what God's plan is for our own communities. Yes, the nations will be impacted. But I was so saddened by that statement, that a revival that touched 160 nations plus did not do anything for Los Angeles.
我们在做复兴的时候，我们要先从个人开始，然后在教会。再来是我们的社区，才最后才影响国家。
And when I went to Azusa Street,
啊，我刚在那时候在 Azusa 的那上面的那个街上的时候
I was expecting to see a church there.
那我是希望的，我觉得应该可以看到教堂。
You know what is there?
你知道那里有什么吗
？There is a small plaque on the floor.
但是在那上面只有在地上呢。有一个消那个铜板的那个。
And it is in a building that is owned by a secular group.
那个大复兴的起源地呢，现在是非基督徒的人在拥有的。
I really felt so sad.
我真的是觉得很伤心。
That we have not captured what the Lord did in 1905 in Azusa Street.
然后，我们这1905年的大复兴，
I felt ashamed.As a leader in the kingdom of God, that we have not captured that.
那我们竟然没有在承接这个继续的这个使命，我们真的是觉得。
God willing, we will do a prayer center there someday.
那希望以后我们有这个机会用那块地方做一个祷告中心。
In Hebrides Islands in Scotland.
那在苏格兰一个岛上。
There was a revival in the 1940s.
那在那边呢，有一个复兴，在1940年。
There was a tremendous move of prayer.
那时候呢，有很多的代祷。
And people for 4 years were gathering for church service meetings every day.
在那个四年里面呢，每一天都有
Every day after their work.
那每一天呢，就在他们的工作之后。
They'll be in church.
那他们就会到教会。
And the services will go until 9 p.m.
那个聚会呢会到九，
and then they will spread out and go into home prayer meetings.
那之后呢，他们就会到各个家里来做祷告，
and continue to cry out to the Lord.
And 来继续的来跟神呼求。
And revival broke out even as people were desperate and they were travailing in prayer to see God's presence in the communities.
所以当人在有恳切的祷告的时候，那复兴就来到了。
And you know what?At one time, there were flames of fire seen on every house in the Isles of Hebrides.
那在那时候呢，在每一个家的这个屋顶上面呢，都可以看到有火焰。
And a tremendous revival happened, which led to mass conversions.
And 那个就大复兴，就很多人呢归信主。
You know that is the test of revival.
那就是你可以尝到。
Are there mass conversions?
是大量人来做。
Because when God's presence comes into the community, we don't even have to share the gospel. God's presence will convict the heart of the sinner, and they will turn to God.
当神来到了这个整个地区的时候呢，我们都不需要出去传福音，因为神会亲自来改变人心。
And that's what was happening in Hebrides. The boats that were pulling up in the aisles, people were repenting on the boat because God's presence was there. Even the people who do not know the Lord can experience God's presence, and the presence of God will convict the hearts of the people.
那就是在那苏格兰那个地方，就算你不是信徒，他们都可以清楚的感觉到神的同在在那个地方，来悔改。
And I believe even as we pray a prayer, a travailing prayer, God will.Answer our prayers for such a revival in the city of Milpitas and beyond.
所以我们就在那恒切的、恳切的来祷告的时候，神为这个为 Milpitas 的事情，神会听我们的祷告。
The question is, are we sacrificially praying for revival?
那问题就是说，我们是不是用牺牲的心来做代祷呢？
We need to. I always hear people say, "I do not have the time."
那我常常听到就说啊，我实在是没有时间。
I always hear we are very busy in Silicon Valley.
啊，我常常听到就说哦，在矽谷里面，我们每个人都很
Yes, that is true.
是的，这是真实的。
I always give the example of Daniel to people when they tell me this.
但是呢，我都会用但以理的例子来跟他们讲。
Daniel was running 108 nations.
And 但以理呢是在有在治理180个国家。
He prayed 3 times a day.
那他每一天呢有三次的祷告。
How did he find the time?
那他怎么找到那个时间呢？
I think no one here, including myself, can claim that we are busier than Daniel.
但我想每一个人在座的每一个人啊，包括自己都不会
说。He was responsible to run 108 nations.
因为都会说我比但以理更忙，因为他是治理了108个国家。
The key is seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added.
就是说神说要先求他的国他的义，那所有的就会加添给你。
You know, we need to live that verse.
And 我们必须要来活出来。
We need to give priority to prayer.
我们必须要为了这个为代祷而付来把它放在最前位。
Because when we pray, God can move. Because it's not about human effort.
因为这我们在祷告的时候呢，神就动工，这不是人所可以的。
The only way God will move is When we pray,
那神要怎么样来动工呢？就是靠我们必须要先来祷告。
And to see revival, we cannot do it with human effort.
那我们要看到这全地转化的时候呢，这个不是人能够做的。
You know, George Otis told me a story.
有另外一个故事。
George Otis is a minister who captures revival stories in different communities around the world.
那George牧师呢，就是在全世界各地。来记录这些转化的事迹。
And we do a conference every year to pray for the nation.
And 我们每一年呢都有一个聚会来为这个国家来祷告。
And he was telling me he was invited for a city transformation group in one of the large cities in America.
那他跟我说呢，他就被邀请到一个美国一个很大的城市的转化会议。
They had gathered all the churches in the city to support this movement.
And 他就把全世界整个城市的教会呢聚集起来。
They were sitting in a large boardroom.
And 他们就坐在一个很大的房间。
And they ran a one-hour presentation.
And 他们有一个小时
的 of how revival is going to come to that city.
他们就有一个小时来说讲述整个的城市要怎么样来转化。
The presentation was very slick.
And 这个是一个很好的展。
The graphics and the animation were very slick.
那在那边呢，有很多的不同的图片，这些都很漂亮。
And at the end of the meeting,
那在最后呢
，they turned to George Otis.
那就他们就到这个牧师的面
and said, "What do you think?"
And 说你觉得怎么样呢
？He paused for a moment.
那他停了一顿
and said, "I did not see a mention of prayer and God anywhere."
那但是呢，我没有看到你们在讲。神或者是祷告
we cannot strategize in a conference room to see revival.
我们不能够就在一个会议室里面就可以看到来为了这个复兴做计划。
The revival is one on our knees.
那复兴是我们必须要在神面前跪下来的。
It is like giving birth to a child.
就好像生孩子一样。
That's why it's called labor.
那就是为什么我们必须要在做很多花的力气。
There has to be labor for revival.
这就是我们要为复兴要付上代价，要花很多力气。
There has to be a desperate cry for revival.
我们必须要有恳切的来呼求。
There has to be a travailing prayer for revival.
我们必须要有来恒切的。
And there has to be a sacrificial prayer for revival.
我们必须要有牺牲的祷告。
And he did not go there anymore.
And 之后呢，他那个牧师就没有到那个城市了。
You know, when we see corporate America run like that,
and 如果说我们现在看到美国整个光景是这样子
，those kind of things also come into the church.
那有时候呢，这像这样子的情况会进到教会里面来。
But we need to focus on the Word of God.
但是我们必须要这个靠神的话。
And we need to understand that we cannot strategize revival.
我们必须要了解说，我们不能够就是在复兴里面，就只能够来计划这个复兴。
Number four.
第四点。
Walking in holiness.
就行在圣洁当中。
Walking in holiness.
行在圣洁当中。
You know, God expects us to walk holy and pure.
那神呢，对我们就是他对我们的期望就是我们必须在行在圣洁当中。
God's presence cannot come into our lives if we are not walking holy.
因为神的如果没有在圣洁当中，神就没有办法与我们同在。
No, everyone has fallen short of the glory of God.
我们每一个人呢都犯罪。
None of us are perfect.
我们每一个人没有一个人完全。
The key is to quickly repent and come back.
那重点就是我们常常要赶快悔改，回到神的面前。
You know, the enemy throws fiery darts on us sometimes.
那我们的仇敌呢，就常常用火箭来攻击我们。
And we might slip.
我们有时候会跌倒。
But the key is to come back quickly, repent to the Lord and come back quickly.
重点就是我们要常常很快的就回到神的面前。
And He is more than willing to forgive.
And 神会很愿意的来饶恕我们。
And as we walk holy.
那我们现在圣洁当中的时候呢
，God's presence will be attracted in our lives.
那神的同在就会在我们当中。
We will all become catalysts of revival.
那我们呢就可以来为这个复兴来催生。
Because wherever we go, we will carry the presence of God with us.
因为我们不管去哪里的时候呢，神的同在就会彰显。
And the Lord will use each one of us here to see revival in our own communities.
And 神就会用在座的每一个人来为带下复兴。
In Hebrews 12 and 14.
希伯来书12章24节。
It says, pursue peace with all people and holiness.Without which no one will see the Lord.
他们说你们要追求与众人和睦，并要追求圣洁。
We have to pursue holiness.
我们必须要追求圣洁。
It is intention.
这个是个一定要来执意的来追求。
It is a decision.
这是一个决定。
Once we have that decision, the Lord will enable us to walk holy and pure.
我们一决定的时候呢，神就会给我们能力与他同行。
And without pursuing holiness.We cannot see the Lord.
那如果我们没有追求圣洁呢，就没有人能够来见主。
We cannot see God's presence in our lives.
我们就没有办法看见神与我们同在。
We cannot see God's presence in our families.
那我们不能够看到神的同在在我们家庭与神同在。
Then how can we see God's presence in our communities?
那如果这样子的话呢，那我们怎么可能又觉得说我们社区与神同在呢
？Just reviewing the session today.
那我们现在再来看。
There are four things that I talked.
有四件事情。
There are four things that I talked about.
我们今天我们讲到四件事情。
This is our journey to transformation, the last mile.
这个就是在转化之路的最后一里路。
There has been a lot of prayer movements that have been birthed.
那很多的祷告运动呢，已经开始了。
Lot of prayer has happened.
那很多的祷告已经开始了。
Even in Milpitas, lot of prayer has happened.
甚至在 Milpitas 有很多的祷告已经开始。
But it's time to crank up the prayer.
但是呢，我们现在必须要做更多的祷告。
It's time to have a desperate prayer.
我们现在必须要开始呢，必须要有渴望的祷告。
It's time to have a travailing prayer.
现在呢，就需要来恳切的祷告。
It's time to have a sacrificial prayer.
我们现在开始就要牺牲的祷告。
And it's time to make a decision that will walk holy before the Lord.
我们现在就要做决定，我们要行在圣洁当中。
Let's all stand up.
我们的请起立。
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The Lord is leading me to pray for the city of Milpitas for a few minutes, if it is okay. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we are thankful for the Word of God. We are thankful.For the sword of the Spirit that can set asunder the soul and the spirit, Lord. I'm thankful for the city of Milpitas, Lord. Thank you for the 70,000 people in this city, Lord. Thank you for the 23,000 households in the city of Milpitas. Lord, we pray that we will cry out for our city. We will have tears in our eyes for our city, Lord. We'll have tears in our eyes for our youth. We'll have tears in our eyes for the moral decay in our city, in our nation. Increase the burden in our hearts to intercede for our city and nation, Lord. Help us to be people who are desperate to see revival in our nation, Lord. Help us to be people who pray with a travailing prayer like Hannah, Lord. Help us to be people who are watchmen for our city. Help us to be people who are knowledgeable about what is happening in our city. Let us not be too busy to pray, Lord. Let us labor as laborers in the Lord for our city and nation. We rebuke the works of the enemy against the city of Milpitas in the name of Jesus Christ. We rebuke that suicidal spirit that is attacking our youth in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray for protection of our schools. We rebuke any gun violence that has been planned in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray for our city to prosper. We pray for the businesses to be blessed. We pray for every family in the city to be blessed. We pray for the light of the gospel to shine on this city. We pray that every door in the city will be knocked to share the gospel. We pray that you will release the burden in our hearts today to share the gospel to everyone we meet. We pray that you will release that burden for the souls today. You'll release that burden to pray with tears. You'll release that burden to pray a travailing prayer, a desperate prayer. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for Ark Baptist Church. We bless this church in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for the leadership here. Bless each one here. Thank you for the worship time. We could experience your presence here. Thank you for an awesome time of worship. Bless each one, Lord. Pray a special blessing on Pastor Joe's son, and thank you for his humble heart. Lift him up, Lord. Lift him up, Lord. And the vision to see revival in Milpitas and beyond, Lord. Use him as a mighty instrument in your hand to bring revival in our city. We thank you and praise you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the intercessors and watchmen here in our midst. The Lord has spoken to you to pray more for the city and the nation. I just want you to slip your hand. I would like to pray with you. Thank you, Lord. See several hands. Lord, we are thankful. Bless each one who has raised their hand, Lord. We pray that you will enable them to pray more for our nation and our city, Lord. Because we need to leave a legacy for our children. We need to leave our nation better than it was when we came here. Enable us to pray so you can act, Lord. Let us not keep your hands tied by not praying. Bless each one. Thank you for the commitment to pray. Enable us to pray more. We thank you and praise you. Thank you, Lord. We expect to see a mighty revival in our city and nation. And Lord, help us to continue to pray, even like the watchman, until there is praise in Jerusalem, until there is praise in Milpitas and beyond. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Let's sing a song to respond to this message. 让我们一起来唱诗歌来回应这个信息。 We are your people.